Okay, Sunday morning, 10:10:21. We've been looking at what does God have to say about the occult. And we did a little bit last week. We're just going to do a little bit this morning. This is part two. Ephesians 5:11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." All right, I'm going to recap just a little bit of last week. What sparked this in me is I've been hearing a lot of Christians on social media that are clearly interweaving the occult with Christian practices. And it bothers me. I mean, I can't really stand it. One of these is remote viewing. This is what remote viewing is. It's a specific clairvoyance or extrasensory perception. Astral projection is, I believe, being done in this. And this, I heard this particular programmer talking about that they had had a, they died and they had a vision of God, and he took them through all these universes and all of these races of people and all this blah. And none of it's scriptural. We know the earth is flat. We know there's a dome in place, a firmament in place. So everything he's saying is just not making sense to me. And he says he loves Jesus Christ, but he says he's a psychic. He remote views. That's clairvoyancy. Okay. All right, astral projection right here. This is Harper's Encyclopedia of Mystical and Paranormal Experiences defines remote viewing as seeing remote or hidden objects clairvoyantly with the inner eye, you know, the third eye junk, or is alleged of an out-of-body travel. See, he went to all these places and did all these things, which I know in the gifts of the Spirit in the Bible, there is some of that. All right, clairvoyance right here, just this is Wikipedia. The claimed ability to gain information about an object, a person, or location, or physical event through extrasensory perception. A psychic is a person that uses ESP. The one that claims Christians, I can't even read my writing here. These people use God like they say source. They don't. Sometimes they say God, sometimes they say source, or whoever your source that you identify with, like any source, any Buddha, Allah, Jesus. I don't know all the gods, you know, false gods. Those are evil spirits, see, they're naming all that. But they will say, but there's one ultimate creator that created everything. But it just seems funny that one of them is a Christian and his wife happens to be a Muslim, and so he listens to everybody and anything. So he just says, well, you know, whoever you know, they're all the same. Don't buy that lie. Isaiah 45:5, I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I believe you, Lord. Okay. This is a quote from C.S. Lewis. There are two equal and opposite eras into which our race can fall. About the devils, one is to believe, disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both eras. One of them hairs on materialistic or magicians, you know, one is extreme from the other, but the devil delights in both because both are in the ditch. All right, I believe that we're not to give the devil any place, and these that have brought all this mixture are being deceived, in my opinion. And it bothers me. I've gotten to where I, you know, just can't really listen to many people anymore. So what does the Bible really have to say about it? We're going to look at one set of scriptures. This is Deuteronomy chapter 18. It goes into several. Which, a lot of them just come under witchcraft in the New Testament. But I want to define these. And as you start listening to people, what I share with you, start noticing. You think it's not affecting you, but it can. All right, Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, which we could say today would be abortion, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive thee out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observing of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. Because they worshiped Satan. Okay, right here, wizard. Wizards are a knowing one. If you've read the book of Enoch, you see that, or just read Genesis 3, Satan caused Eve to question what God had said by saying, "Hath God said?" He indicated to her, "Well, God's holding out on you. I've got this extra knowledge, you know. It goes beyond that." That's his trick. Demons claim to have extra knowledge. The term "hath God said" caused the rebellion in Genesis 3, and that's what we're dealing with today. That's why we find ourselves in the mess we have today, listening to Satan over God. Well, you know, we just do a little witchcraft. You know, not a whole lot. All right, passing through the fire, we looked at that abortion already. They burned their children in the fire and ate them. Divination, the art or act of foretelling future events or revealing occult knowledge by means of augury or an alleged supernatural agency. Like, was it Long Island medium? I tell you what, first time I come across her, she creeped me out. And they think they're hearing from God. See, that's the scary part about it. Divination is the art or act of foretelling future events or revealing occult knowledge by means of, okay, I did augury. Augury are signs or omens, like water witching. It's the practice of locating water underground with a forked stick. People still do that. It starts moving and doing things under supernatural power. Yeah, it's weird. Observing of times, like the soothsayer. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 16. This is a perfect example. It says here, and as it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way unto salvation." She did this many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," and he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and unto the rulers. So they arrested them because she couldn't tell their fortunes anymore and they couldn't make any money. All right, here's what a soothsayer is. They utter spells. The word enchanter out of the Strong's means to forecast or whisper a magic spell. Witch there means to whisper a spell, to incant or practice magic. A charmer means to join, to fascinate a society, also a spell. Now you know the television. You're under the magic kingdom. Familiar spirits are spirits that hang around families for generations and they observe, they know your ways. And they present symptoms to you to convince you to take what grandpa had or great-grandpa had or whatever. So they entice you. They're here to kill you. But by the stripes of Jesus, he already took all sicknesses and diseases. So if we don't believe him, then he can't do it to us, right? We have to resist the devil. Submit yourselves therefore to God. How do you submit yourself to God? His word. Resist the devil, he flees from you. And the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal weapons. People run to the doctor for everything, every little thing. What did God say? Do speak to your mountains. speak to that thing and say, no, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, and I'm not having that. There's a story I think Brother Hagin tells in his health food book about a man that every person in his family had died at age 40. No one lived past age 40. And this man got a hold of the word, and he lived to be in his 90s. He kicked that thing out of his life. He's driving down the road, and he rolled down the window and said, get out of this car, and don't you come back. And he didn't come back. He stood up to the devil, that familiar spirit. See, they observe your family patterns, and they know just what to say and just what to do to push your buttons. They deceive you. They like to interject things into your lives through your thoughts. That's what generational curses are. Well, you know, my mom has diabetes, my dad had diabetes. You know, everybody in our family has it, that kind of stuff. I'm sure you've heard it. All right, wizard is an annoying one or a conjurer. Just think about all the movies you probably watch with wizards in them. I won't go there. Necromancer. Necromancy is the practice of magic or black magic and evolving communication with the dead, either by summoning their spirits as apparitions, visions, or raising them bodily for the purpose of divination, to bring someone back from the dead or to use the dead as a weapon. Seances are a good example of this. All right, we're going to read one good example of this in the Old Testament. This is 1 Samuel chapter 28. Now Saul, he had outlawed all witchcraft, witches, and everything out of the kingdom. And it was against the law for you to go to one. I think probably you'd be put to death if you did. But he got out of God's will, and God no more talked to him, so he went to a witch. Okay. Verse 1 says, it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou surely that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know when thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him. He was the prophet at the time in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. See, in the Old Testament, it's not in the New Testament, they consulted prophets for a word from the Lord because people didn't have the Holy Spirit. Today, we don't consult prophets for words. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servant, seek a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there's a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off all those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for thy life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. See, this is a seance. You don't bring up the person, you bring up a spirit. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stood with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Now, that's all I'll read of that. But what happened was, she told him that he and her son would die on the battlefield. And that's what happened. Okay. My point in all this is be careful who you listen to. That's just what I, especially on social media. It's just.
It's all about the universe and manifesting.
Well, a lot of it's about Gaia. I brought that up last week. Gaia is what they call Mother Earth, really. And there's no Mother Earth, there's Father God. They're, you know, all this silliness they associate and all this ascension crapola. You know what ascension is? Getting your mind renewed. They have all these fancy terms. That's just, to me, that's just the devil getting the mixture of everything, trying to muck everything up so nobody knows the truth and does the truth. So, okay.